Okay, so this is the Plaza de Armas, Plaza Mayor. We call it by the two names, we know it by Plaza de Armas or Plaza Mayor. And this place was where was founded Lima as the capital of the country, as a colonial capital. But Lima was not the first capital that we had. We had two other colonial capitals before Lima. The Spanish, the first capital that they had was Jauja in the central Andes. It was a fertile valley, but the problem, too far of the ocean for the trade. So Francisco Pizarro and his army, they came to the coast, but they went first to Pisco, the south coast. Second capital of Peru, but not success as a capital. After that, Pizarro from the south coast, he entered to the central coast. What happened with all the coast of Peru is a desert, but not far at the east we have our mountains. So it's good because it's the origin from the river that when they entered to a dry area, they formed green valleys. So this was a green valley, was like a kind of oasis. And this is the valley of Rímac. We are just at 15 kilometers of the Pacific from here, was a fertile valley. And Pizarro thought that here we had a good weather because he came in January, summer. So he said, this must be the new capital of Peru. And he transformed an old Inca city that was here in the new capital. But the first name of Lima wasn't Lima, was City of the Kings, Ciudad de los Reyes, and was fundated on January 18 in 1535, the Lima state. So this was an Inca square, then transforming this plaza. Look at the religious complex, look at the cathedral or cathedral on the right side, and on the left with night balconies, we have the Archbishop Palace, Palacio Arzobispal. History says that probably that is occupying the remains of a flat pyramid that we had during Inca's time. But this pyramid was not built with big stones as in the Andes. In all the coast, our buildings were with sand, dry bricks, adobe, just of adobe, a flat pyramid. Then that is the presidential palace, that's the official house of our president. We have a president now called Ollanta Humala. He was elected last year and he doesn't live there. He's living in his house, but he goes there for work. There are two buildings there. The city hall or the municipality of Lima is occupying the area when in Inca's time we had their stables, where the Incas feed llamas, alpacas for their feeding, for their rituals and sacrifices, and also cavias or guinea pigs, the stables. So all have been replaced with colonial buildings, but similar. These buildings has rebuilt, reconstructed, because were destroyed by several earthquakes. And we were the colony of the Spanish till 1821 when we were declared free. Look at the flowers for the month of July. They are having the same color of the Peruvian flag, red and white. If you can, the next month, we will have other colors of flowers there. And also the many flags that you can see decorating the buildings because of our national month. July 28 and July 29, we have a military parade.